ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Democrats and Republicans pointing the blame at each other for a government shutdown that's approaching its second day. Another funding vote today failed in the Senate.
Republicans need 8 Senate Democrats to join with them. And if they get those 8 Senate Democrats, then they would pass that temporary funding measure and end this shutdown. So far, they're only getting 3, John Fetterman, Catherine Cortez Masto, and Angus King, independent senator of Maine, who caucuses with the Democrats.
Sources tell us OMB Director Russell Vogt warned Republican lawmakers on a conference call today that the Trump administration will start firing federal workers in the next day or two. Protests in several Mediterranean nations after a flotilla that attempted to deliver aid to Gaza by sea was intercepted by the Israeli Navy. A government official telling us that ICE will be conducting immigration enforcement at the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. This is ABC News. The Federal Reserve may have to turn to outside sources on jobs data when it considers another interest rate decision.
The government shutdown means no weekly unemployment numbers or monthly jobs reports. So when the Federal Reserve meets later this month, information about the labor market will have to come from other sources. One source out today from payroll processor ADP showed that U.S. companies dropped 32,000 private sector jobs last month. That's a surprise. Experts expected to see more than 40,000 jobs added. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Starbucks is planning to close 34 New York City locations as part of its restructuring. Jane Fonda is reviving an activist group of the Cold War era that was backed by her father, Henry Fonda. The Committee for the First Amendment was originally formed in 1947 in response to congressional hearings on potential communist influence in Hollywood. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies for the overnight. Light southeast winds waking up to the upper 50s. A warm Thursday with mostly sunny skies returning. Highs will warm to near the 80-degree mark. Friday, we could be close to record highs in the mid-80s. It's 60 at our studios.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Somebody who likes these tunes like you do? Tell them. The Timeless Hits, along with great local news, are on 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
1, 2, 3.
Good love. Good love. Good love. Good love.
I was feeling so bad.
What I had,
I said, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM WGBW. Welcome into the evening. Chris Morrow with more timeless hits on the way. Stay close for some of the great ones, the Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, and more after this.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages and Pours Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages and Pours is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages and Pours, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
Hey Green Bay, a budget listening session is almost here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And on Thursday, October 2nd at Preble Park starting at 5:30 p.m., it's a Green Bay Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 budget listening session on the 2026 city budget. Green Bay Alders Jennifer Grant, Bill Morgan, Craig Stevens, and Joey Presley are ready to provide residents with an opportunity to share their priorities, concerns, and suggestions for this upcoming budget. Learn more about this opportunity to be heard by going to wgbw.fm and clicking events.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
97.9 FM. My love must be a kind of blind love. Can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am eyes for you. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. A garden.
millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you.
ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
To Green Bay, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Bay's new home for local news and now timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW. Hey, I'm Chris Morrow. We've got more on the way in just a bit. Also, don't forget Dan Marcus in the morning, 6 to 9. Community interviews, great songs, and the stories behind your favorites on 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
'Cherish' is the word that more than applause.
would cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe
the sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning, and here it comes. Can't you feel it, baby? Can't you feel it? Here it comes. Feel it. It's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me my love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. Something's burning.
think it's love. And I think it's love.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. Hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home.
On the first day of the government shutdown, the Senate voting on the same two bills they couldn't pass yesterday. The result was the same today. And the next vote won't come until at least Friday. Meanwhile, the shutdown means barriers are down and doors are closed in America's national parks. Margaret Hall from Yuma, Arizona, visiting Philadelphia, couldn't see the Liberty Bill. As for the government shutdown,
I am not for it. I am totally against it. I think that both sides of our government need to come together and stop this ridiculous fight. There is no reason for our government to shut down.
A government official telling ABC News that ICE will be conducting immigration enforcement at the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. An Idaho judge is blocking the release of some graphic photos taken by investigators after Brian Koberger killed four University of Idaho students in 2022. This is ABC News. Jane Goodall, the most prolific primatologist of a generation, has died. In a 2019 interview for the Disney Nature documentary Penguins,